Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Sweet, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chambi. And yeah, it's quite very important, especially in this beautiful Friday, to thank Dwight and also Helmut with their home run. And this is a time, it's an opportunity to make sure that we discuss, we engage on the progress and also some of the challenges which are affecting bread and butter issue. And yeah, it's the 24th of October 2025 and we are moving, we are pushing toward the end of the year. We only have 1 month before we call it 2025. There is actually a lot of things which are happening, when you look at South Africa. You'll be able to realize. When you look around, when you read and you also watch what is happening, especially when it's coming to global affairs and also issue of regional affairs, we understand that you know, the former minister of South African police, Bekisele, took a stand from yesterday, appearing before the ad hoc committee. And you know, it's very interesting to see such a man of high level of security. And when he testified there, especially under the oath, he stated that in his life, he never texted with a phone. He never sent a WhatsApp text, but he read message. Even his PA, personal assistant, for almost 20 years, he never received any text or a WhatsApp message from Bekisele. And he indicated that even his wife, and he never sent any message, but he has WhatsApp and he received WhatsApp. He's such a sophisticated man. He'll be able to realize that those are the guys from MK, not the MK, the party, but his whole life has been around security. And it's a very interesting thing to look at and also see that we may look the same, but we are actually not the same. It's quite a very interesting thing to look at. But yeah, what is happening in Namibia today, the public-private sector forum is coming to an end. That started yesterday, and we understand that the president of Namibia has been dedicating her day to engage private sector and also to see what are some of the things that are affecting Namibian economy and also what are those things that need to be done. And also those who represent us, particularly the private sector, and also those who are industrial leaders, they are there. They've been there since yesterday to discuss and look at these issues, how they are expanding them. Yeah, what is on the table today? Today we are going to discuss about finance, and we are going to discuss about Namibia financial stability, and discuss about Namibia financial stability, and also based on the recent, you know, update or evaluation by Financial Action Task Force, especially when it comes to Namibia, as you understand that when it coming to International Financial Monitoring, the body that is managing, or the body that is rating and also seeing compliance, particularly with countries around the world, especially when it's coming to illicit financial flow, when it's coming to money laundering, when it's coming to the strength of authority, that is Financial Action Task Force has made an evaluation. And this media release by Financial Intelligence Center, which indicated that, you know, Namibia made quite significant progress in dealing with exiting Financial Action Task Force, especially when it's coming to being relisted due to...
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Being relisted due to its inability or its difficulties in addressing issues or obstacles which are affecting, the country's financial system to be up to date, to be financially sound, and also to be able not to be used either as safe haven or not to lose money through financial or illicit financial flow. What you need to understand is that what happened like last year, 23rd of February 2024, the Financial Action Task Force, which is an international rating institution or international organization, indicated that Namibia was graylisted, and one of the requirement or some of and was given around was given 13 strategic deficiencies or 13 strategic deficiencies that it needs to address, especially it's in its financial system. And one of these things which were stated is that for Namibia to strengthen its anti-money laundering and human and financial resource capacities, and also the aspect also of to improve risk-based supervision and many other requirements which were given to say, we are giving you this period of time. You need to make sure that you put your house in order so that you are going to be removed from this grey listing. Now, somebody may want to ask, what is the danger of being grey listed, especially when it's coming to the aspect of finance? You know, when you are grey listed, it means that you are a country which is not favorable, particularly when it's coming to investors, or which is not safe for investment. A country which is not safe for investment, and it was put at highly monitoring zone. And also you need also to understand that especially at the beginning of this year, when European Union Commission also has indicated that Namibia is one of those countries which is put at highly risk jurisdiction, and this listing is something which is very challenging, especially if you are around, global players and you are looking for investment. One of the things that an investor look at, one of the things that a business person, not even an investor, a business person look at, is the laws of your country, the strength of your country, in terms of its finance, and also in terms of, how easy is your country to be, how can your country protect money, especially those who want to do business with you? Now, what you need to understand is that is the role of central bank, is the role of financial intelligence center, is the role of business person, and also a role of everybody to make sure that when it comes to Namibia, in terms of international ranking, in terms of strengthening of its financial system, there must be everybody's role to play, especially removing Namibia from that grey listing. Now, what you need to understand is that one of the aspect or one of the center of argument, especially when it's coming to grey listing, when it's coming to rating, when this institution are looking at your system, they are also looking at the cases that you are pursuing. How strong is your authority? How strong is Namibia in dealing with money laundering cases? How effective, is the judicial system, particularly the judicial system, in finalizing these cases? One of the things that you need to look at is, for example, the fish rot case. How long have the fish rot case being investigated, being in the court, in some incidents, main trial did not yet start, and you'll be able to see that there is a bit of complication, and people do not have that momentum anymore. It's almost, it's going to be 6 years. And this is also one of the the requirements to say you must strengthen your institution, either is prosecution authorities and also those institutions also which are able also to detect and track those who are, you know, practicing or involved into money laundering. There is money being lost. The money just disappear and you cannot trace it. That is also contributing to one of your weakness. But today, the argument here is that Namibia has improved, but we are still grey listed. That is the center of it. We are still grey listed. We have improved, but we are still grey listed. And the argument here is not to blame anybody. The argument here is that what is the role of anybody? Do we understand these things that is being called Financial Action Task Force? Do Namibian business people understand this thing that is called the Financial Action Task Force? Do they understand the impact of it to a Namibian economy, the impact of it to Namibian investment, and also the impact of this grey listing to the progress of Namibia? And I hope, and it's my wish, that this you know, engagement, particularly the public-private sector forum, has considered what need to be done moving forward. Because looking at other countries, it's not only the role of banks, it's not only the role of ACC to say, or the police, but it's the role of everybody. Because if you go through these 13 things that were supposed to be addressed, or what is called 13 strategic deficiencies. That is, that was given to Namibia to address since last year, February. You'll be able also to realize that, 11 of these, deficiencies, the system was strengthened. However, there are those two that are still limiting Namibia to be out of that grey listing. Now, what are those things that Namibia is still struggling with? Now, and we are given until May 2026. It is stated that demonstrate through statistics, case studies, a sustained increase in investigation, including tracing, identification of proceeds, and also instrumentalities of crime and prosecution of money laundering consistent with Namibia risk profile. And in this case, it was indicated that this was partially addressed, and is one of the things that making Namibia to be maintained into that grey listing zone. Now, you may ask yourself to say, now, when it's coming to money laundering, what laws have we come up with? How strong is that law? And maybe it's also the time that we also speak the Financial Intelligence Center, Anti-Corruption Commission, Namibian Police. Do these professionals, analysts, understand what it means to deal with these complicated cases? Because money laundering, washing of money, transferring of millions of dollars to safe havens, Namibia and South Africa too have been used as a transit route, especially to those who want to do business in safe haven industries, in safe haven areas, such as in the Middle East. But now the question is that how strong is our prosecution authority? What are the statistics? Because if you have case of money laundering, case of illicit financial flow, which has been going on for more than 7 years, and you still did not finalize that. Judges, magistrates, they did not even set the precedence to say, this is how you deal with cases. There is ongoing investigation. How equipped are your investigators, and all these things? And you may be able also to to agree with me, especially when you look around, especially in the, either it's a print media or online, you'll be able to see that, you know, Financial Intelligence Center have been trying its best to, you know, recruit experts in either is financial analysts, financial investigators, either is economic analysts, and those people who are able to make sure that Namibian system can also help the prosecution of this kind of crime. You will be surprised also to see that in the report of Financial Intelligence Center, particularly in the progress of what they've done, you may also be able to realize that around 90 million dollars were frozen, you know, were stopped or were frozen by Financial Intelligence Center due to unclear instruction, irregularities, and many other aspects. Then you will be able to realize that how big are these problems. And the other thing that you need to look at is also that when you speak of being graylisted, it's not offensive things. It's just to say, it's like you are getting certificate to say, no, these are the countries which are in good standing, especially when it comes to do business. These are the countries in the world which are very good to do business. These are the countries in the world where there is not a lot of crime, particularly when it's coming to money laundering. There is no money that can be lost without any trace, or even if there is a situation of that case, they are strong investigators, strong analysts, strong institutions that do not just trace but prosecute and bring these cases to the final conclusion. Now, when you speak about how many of Namibians were caught with in that case of money laundering, how many Namibians were you know, invading tax, and how many of foreigners in Namibia, we're caught in Namibia invading tax. And looking at that, you know, that discussion also, even if they were caught invading tax and all those things, how many of them were, you know, prosecuted, and this prosecution were brought to the final conclusion? How many of Namibian judges, lawyers, and, you know, judicial professionals understand very well the case of money laundering? How strong are those measures? And also, what is the cooperation between Namibian authority, especially in that line? Because if the situation continue to be like this, it's going to affect us negatively, not only to say investors are not coming to Namibia, but also Namibians themselves, they are also going to be in trouble, because the victim of that, when companies you know, are not able to comply, when there are no clear identification of who is the beneficial owner of that institution, it bring, you know, confusion in the system, and it's also going to be to make it very difficult, especially to Namibia revenue agencies, to collect tax, and also to collect tax correctly. Because there is always creativity behind that. I remember there was an event by Namibia revenue agencies, and I think with you know, tax you know, collectors without borders, if I'm not mistaken, where Anambra was working together with international institution, particularly in the world and also in Africa, especially in strengthening their capacity on how to collect tax, how to investigate complicated case. And I remember the commissioner of NAMRA at one point stated that, you know, you find international companies, you find, you know, these people who are, you know, invading tax. Some of these companies, they hire best lawyers, they hire best analysts, but it requires authorities, it requires tax collectors to also capacitate themselves and also fight these, you know, complications and also fight these, criminals, especially those who are not reporting with correct numbers, and also those who are using and misusing the resources of the state, and they are not bringing right information, especially when it's coming to payment of tax. You need to understand also that, some of these things are not coincidence. When you look at any point in time where we are finding...
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
When you look at any point in time where we are finding ourselves in the world, at any point in time when you are, where we are finding ourselves in the world, you must be able to understand that economically, we are not growing. The budget got a shortfall of around 3 billion. And you must also be able to understand that when it comes to the economy itself, it is not, it's growing slower than last year. And maybe you may also ask your questions to say, why it took us so long to finalize responsibilities that were given. Because post May 2026, if you don't address this, as there are only two, challenges that we need to address, especially in the Namibia financial system, if we do not address them, and we are still going to be put under monitoring and evaluation zone, where we are being assisted in, finalizing these deficits. Now, the other thing that you need to look at that also kept Namibia at the grey listing, which is partially addressed, is the issue of apart from demonstrating. Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the recent update, particularly from Financial Action Task Force, and also to look at what is that really that Namibia need to do, especially when it comes to financing, especially when it's coming to strengthening of its financial system. Now, the one thing that we must be very clear is that, sometimes, like what I'm saying about, the event which have happened today, especially with the public and private, sector forum. If you are not telling the truth, or if you are not, be honest enough and come on the table to say we have a problem here, then it's easier for us to move forward. Because remember, yesterday when I was looking at financial stability report by Bank of Namibia, there is always this statement, and I don't think it's only me who is not getting it well, because I gave an example to say, there is a phrase to say a king must always appear calm and collected, whether the kingdom is burning or whether the kingdom is thriving. Now, there is always a statement which is coming out to say Namibia financial system is strong, sound, resilient, and can be able to withstand any pressure. Now, with our economy going down, with the shortfall in national budget, with incompletion in project proposed to be completed by the time of reporting, and also with Namibia still be part of grey listing, now you are questioning yourself, what is the real meaning of that to say Namibia financial system is strong, sound, and resilient, and can withstand any pressure? Now, we are not blaming a Financial Intelligence Center or BON, but we are just indicating to say what is so difficult for Namibia to address pressing issues that will assist us in dealing with the economy. Because if you cannot fight, you know, terrorism financing, for example, or if you do not have clear statistics about how many cases you have dealt with, which has to do with money laundering, how many cases you have dealt with if you have to deal with illicit financial flow, how much money is passing through your borders, leaving the country illegally? How many tax invaders do you have? If you cannot produce a statistics, then how are you going to move forward? Now, I remember in March there, and when NAMRA launched, or the official launch of Tax Inspector Without Borders, the commissioner of NAMRA, Tate Chivute, stated that the agency is sending a very strong message, especially to taxpayers and multinationals who are involved in transfer pricing, that the agency has now capacity of international support to collect what is owed to them. Do you know how much money Namibia is going to make if international companies that are operating in Namibia were complying with the tax laws? If, you know, it does not require NAMRA to be a police kind of an agency. It was just supposed to be agency of compliance to say, I want my documents, I want what is owed to me, and you have to pay this. Even Namibians themselves. Because these are some of the things that are keeping Namibia at that, you know, at that list. And interestingly, the operation of an international institution in Namibia and successfully invading all these laws, it does not only require international, you know, investors, or to say international operators. There are Namibians also who are working together with these international institutions, and they are participating in manipulating of numbers, thinking that, you know, you are making it easy for yourself. You may get away, but in terms of how Namibian money is lost, in terms of how people are becoming poor, in terms of how criminals go without being accounted for, then you realize that we have a lot to do. Now, the question is that, how is the future looking like? How is the future looking like? We have, and the praising somebody progress within the failure zone is not really something that we should speak about, especially when we are at a situation where Namibia is at a crossroad. And when if you look at NGOs now, you cannot just get money from anywhere without clear explanation, without clear procedure. Who send you that money? What is that money for? Because some people, they end up financing terrorists, because the world is changing. And if you listen to the recent report, especially from Interpol and Afripol, where around $260 million were, you know, uncovered, you know, it's Angola, Namibia, and also other countries in Africa working together, where this money were uncovered, and some of this finance were related to terrorism financing, you'll be able to understand that the strength of the institutions of authorities in Namibia need to be, you know, upgraded, so that we know exactly what we are doing, so that we can operate professionally and do business professionally. Now, yesterday at Namibia Public and Private Sector Forum, the IG of Namibian Police made a very important statement to say, no, you guys are discussing economic affairs, but I want to see the aspect of safety coming out. And I think it's something that in most cases we neglect, to say safety is only physical violence, but also safety of the financial system, even the safety of the digital platform. And I was actually very happy, especially when the IG of Namibian police say, no, guys, when you are discussing about economic affairs, we must include the aspect of safety because they are interlinked, they work hand in hand. How do you operate in an unsafe environment? Because the fundamental point or the first point when you are establishing a business, you look at the environment. How safe is that environment? Now, to put it at a broader scale now, when somebody is coming in the country or when somebody is operating within the country, you must also see how safe is that country? What are the laws saying about that country? What is the capacity of Namibian police and also other agencies of government, especially when it's coming to protect of business? There's one person who spoke about economic intelligence to say there must be professionals who are protecting the Namibian economy. Not only the intelligence of protecting the country from other external threats, but economic intelligence to see. We need experts. We are at a world where we are no more although there is threat of terrorism and others, but we are at a war of advancement and people are playing the cards of the economy. And you cannot move forward without the safety and security which are interlinked into that. And I like that conversation very much. And also to say, what is the capacity of Namibian police, ACC, Financial Intelligence Center, the banks in dealing with these issues? Because when you are looking at, people are still being scammed. People are still being scammed. People are still being, losing money from their accounts from an unknown individuals. Can the system trace those things? And if we are not able to trace that, that is one of the contributing factor to the challenges of grey listing. Now, what does that mean? That means that if we still did not address that, we still have a long way to go, especially in dealing with other issues. Remember that, imagine now, put yourself in the shoes of head of state, for example, to say how many problems are you dealing with? And you also ask yourself to say, how are the people who are under me operating? Are they accomplishing their duties? Are they overloaded? Are they doing what they are not supposed to do? Are they cooperating? What is the relationship between the banks and the central bank, or the commercial bank and central bank, and also the business? What is the relationship between the lawmakers and the business communities? And what is the cost of doing business in Namibia? Because if that aspect is ironed out, then it's very easier for people to comply. Then the other thing you may also want to ask yourself, why are people not complying with the tax law? Why are they not complying with all the financial requirements? Could it be the issue of the economy that we need to fix that can assist us not to enter into this risk? Because some challenges are interlinked. They are not isolated. Could it be that you just need to fix one thing, then other things will come into places? Because remember, even corruption itself, even corrupt activities themselves, they are also, in some cases, linked to scarcity of resources and also, poverty. Because poverty, corruption, unemployment, lack of housing, lack of sanitation, they go hand in hand. Because in most cases, the places where are highly risk in terms of crimes are the places where there is an economic, when the economy is not doing well, or to say, or where there is economic deterioration. The places where businesses are informal is the places where economy is deteriorating because people are not able to comply with that, what you need. Even to the point that the person is making more money than what is expected for him or her to make. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today, we are looking at, Financial Intelligence Center. And it's also quite very important to listen to the director of, Namibia Financial Intelligence.
The Financial Action Task Force adopted the third progress report of Namibia at its plenary meeting held this week in Paris, France, with the country completing the majority of the strategic deficiencies within set timelines, which is a commendable national effort championed by the Cabinet of the Republic of Namibia. In July 2025, Namibia submitted her third compulsory progress report to the Financial Action Task Force Joint Group for Africa. The progress report was subsequently and procedurally adopted by the Financial Action Task Force plenary on 24 October 2025. Namibia was lauded for the strong political commitment and expeditious manner in which the country has so far remediated 11 out of the 13 strategic deficiencies set out in our action plan. At the time Namibia was grey-listed on 23 February 2024, the action plan contained 13 strategic deficiencies, of which the country has now remediated 11 successfully. The remaining two strategic deficiencies have already been partially addressed and now needs to be completed before May 2026. The strategic deficiencies that still needs to be addressed relate to a sustained increase in investigations and prosecutions of money laundering and the ability of competent authorities to identify and investigate terrorism financing activities. The significant progress in remediating the 11 strategic deficiencies has all been achieved within the set timelines contained in our country's action plan, or in some cases it was even completed before such timelines. With this remarkable progress, the Government of the Republic of Namibia aligns itself with the continental and regional resolve in strengthening our anti-money laundering, counter-terrorism financing frameworks to effectively combat financial crimes and illicit financial flows.
Yeah, we are continuing. We're continuing with business and economic segment. In simple terms, we are progressing, but we are still at the zone of, we did not yet make it out of grey listing. But, it's good to be optimistic, but it's also good to be real, to say, why are we putting Financial Intelligence Center into a very difficult position? What are those things that we are not doing right? And also, who has power and capacity to train our investigators and also those who are dealing with financial authorities, especially when it comes to combating of, financial crimes and also to strengthen Namibia's system? Because it's very good to praise progress, but it's also quite very good to make sure that you praise success, because it's like I say, you are doing very well. You run today 5 kilometers, but people are supposed to run 7 kilometers, but you tried your best, because at the position that we are now, we don't need to be praised for trying. We need to be praised for reaching our goals, because when the president said that Namibians are not known for countries who get defeated so easily, he stated that Namibians face strongest army in Africa. By that time, during colonialism, that was South Africa apartheid, but they managed to go through. Even in poverty that we are in now, we can still come out of that. But we can only come out when, yes, we are praising progress, but let us remove our country from a grey listing zone. Let us not be, countries of statistics which are not good. And not to blame anybody, but also to make sure that we understand our role, to say, what is the role of a citizen when it comes to illicit financial flow? An ordinary citizen, what is the role of a commercial bank when it's coming to management and dealing with illicit financial flow? What is the role of an investigator who is a commercial investigator to say whether he's within, either he's in NAMRA, either he's in, you know, anti-corruption commission, either he's within BON, either he's within Financial Intelligence Center, and what is that best thing that need to be done to make sure that they are capacitated? Because remember, the technology that we are talking about, the AI that we are talking about, let us not just say, no, we only have two things to deal with out of 13, because we have managed to comply with, you know, 11 recommendations, because the world is changing very fast. That's why we are always indicating to say the world is changing very fast, to that extent that Namibia national development goals should not be compromised by external forces. Because the AI that we are talking about, that we do not understand so well, can also contribute. Therefore, we are indicating that we should not praise ourselves too much to say we are doing very well, because other problems will still come. The AI that I'm talking about, the artificial intelligence that I'm talking about, the programs that we put out there of financial inclusion, which is quite a very positive program. Do we only have ambition, or do we have mechanism to monitor these programs? You know, one of the callers, especially with early morning school program, indicated that Namibia is doing very well. We like ambition and progress being done, but are we able to maintain what you are introducing? Because you are about to remove yourself from the grey listing zone, then you are coming up with programs that you do not understand. I was so shocked to see an AI generated audio, a video actually, which has you know, faces and voices of prominent people. And if somebody did not say that was AI generated, I could have taken time maybe to analyze the content too, to see that you know, this what is happening is not correct. What about financial crimes? How many financial crimes do we have in Namibia, and how are we going to deal with them? What capacity do we have? And also, maybe it's also a question that has to do with what is the contribution of academia, especially to elevating Namibian standard? Because when you speak about financial crimes, you also need to speak about the quality of people that you are producing to put into that zone. Now, if you want to agree with me, let us not look at small things. Look at, for example, Auditor's General report. All those years, millions of money are not accounted for. What happened after that? 20 millions are not accounted for. What happened after that? Where is this money? And the life continue like it's normal, and we are discussing about we want to develop Namibia. How are we going to develop Namibia if you are not holding people accountable? How are we going to develop Namibia if we are only holding people accountable, those who are called small fish? What is the strength and capacity of, you know, the state machinery? When the IG is saying the economy must include safety, he is very correct to say you cannot thrive in your business when the police is not capacitated. You cannot thrive in your business when police officers are not given proper training and scholarships to study cybersecurity, to study high level of sophisticated, criminal cases, especially those who have to who deal with finance. Because those hackers from Mid East, when they come to you, they do not have time to play. It was stated that, you know, companies which are running to safe havens, they hire best lawyers, best financial analysts, people who cook numbers for life. People who cook numbers for life, people who cook documents. Then by the time you are awake, your money is gone. By the time you are awake, you don't even know what tax rate were you using. By the time you are awake, people are gone. Yeah, that's why at this juncture, we are always discussing based on that line to say the economic communication of Namibia should not be isolated from safety and security of our financial system. The economic discussion of Namibia should not isolate law enforcement the economic discussion of Namibia should not isolate the unchecked, new regenerated programs that we just want to be progressing like other countries are progressing, but we do not know the consequences which are coming with this, with this new development. I respect the director for Financial Intelligence Center. He's quite a very strong character, but he can't do it alone. It's the same with BON. BON cannot do it alone. I'm telling you, when I'm dealing with the data, I know where the economy is going. Go and read. Don't just listen to speech and clap hands. It's good to be positive, but it's also quite crucial to be a realist. And when you are a realist, you come to the point to say, guys, let's come on the table. Let us discuss how can I help here. Could it be that your institution is the reason that, we are still graylisted? Could it be that your lack of cooperation is the reason we are graylisted? Could it be that the reason you are not able to provide beneficial ownership of that institution is the reason Namibia is graylisted? What is your role in this problem? Because we must always come to the point and discuss to say, but when people are discussing about cybersecurity, for example, when people are discussing about, illicit financial flow, when they are discussing about Namibia graylisted, apart from terrorism financing, what other role could it be that I can play to make sure that we are not only known for bad, statistics. We must be known for good things. There is no one who give an award for becoming the best among the people who fail. If you fail, either you are at the border, you just fail. Yes, you tried. But let us make sure that we tighten our policies. Let us make sure that everybody understands these sophisticated things that we speak about. You know, because sometimes we used to think some things are just for some institutions. But you'll be able to realize that if this information are simplified correctly to an ordinary person who is listening, say, look, your country Namibia, you are selling Kapana, you are having this salon, you having this business, you having this well-registered business. This is what the world want to see us. You ordering things, you put them under the bus, and you do not have clear financial records. You don't even know that you are involved in financial crimes. You don't know the difference between, getting a commission and financial crimes. You do not know the requirements which are needed. You are trading at the border there, and you don't have proper business model that you are operating with. Do you know that you are the reason, or could it be that you are the reason Namibia is graylisted? And what role do you need to play to make sure that one day, or by May 2026, at least we are not speaking about bad statistics. At least by next year, let us improve, maybe in terms of removed from being graylisted. Let us at least maybe improved. Maybe in statistic of unemployment to go at least down, even with 5%. Yes, we are overambitious, which is quite good, but let us improve it. Let us improve them in some things. Let us improve in the quality of services that we are giving. Let us improve maybe in monitoring and evaluation. Let us improve maybe in happiness rate, which is interlinked to the economy. Let us improve maybe in the red line of cybersecurity. Because the reports, the current Namibian reports from institution are indicating that the problems that Namibian have been facing last year, the problems that Namibian financial sector was faced with last year, and at the beginning of this year, especially with cybercrime, is still the same problem. Nothing has changed. These are unchanged problems. The question is, what are we doing about it? And let us also look at the solutions and resolutions which are being brought forth, especially to those who have power and capacity also to assist this land of the brave. So, dear listeners, We have around 2 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. But the center of the conversation today is that are we just going to continue to speak about progress within the zone that we do not get there, or is part of motivating us? Can we come to the point where in Namibia we are not only trying, but we are the key players? We are one of the key players in global agenda. So, I'm not angry with anybody, but I'm just concerned about tracing where things are not going well. It's the same thing with our football, our national team. For example, when Namibia is going and play outside, we have never ever in the history of football qualified for World Cup. In the history of football. But anytime Braverius is trying, is doing its best, we must say, no, we have a problem here. It needs to be addressed. Where our players are being beaten home and away. The moment we come to the point and say, I think we must admit that we have a problem here. We may have capacity, but we don't have stronger facilities. Then it's the moment that we are going to change, because the moment we are going to be in denial and saying everything positive, even when you are moving into the wrong direction, we are still going to come here next year. We are still going to continue speaking about this thing, and we are not going to change anything, because the day we are going to change the way we do things is the day we accept that we are not only trying, but we are doing something. But yeah, looking at other 11, deficiencies. Yes, indeed, Namibia must be praised for that. And Namibia deserves that. Or the institutions such as banks deserve that. The authority deserves that. But, what is the target? And also, what guarantee do we have that, we are going to reach May with everything in order? Could it be that the other things which were addressed were also loosened out? And are we only going to address issues because we are under pressure? Or was it within our intention of making sure that Namibia's financial system is protected? Because money being lost in Namibia, if you look at statistics, you will not want to look at them. But for you to have peace of mind, just get time and go online and look at Auditor's General Report. Look at Auditor's General Reports just for the past 2 years, and you see what is happening. Look at the rankings of other countries, and look at, ask this question. Sometimes you don't need a complicated document. Go on Google to say, what is the negative impact of being gray listed by Financial Action Task Force? And what are the challenges that are coming with being gray listed? Because it's not just a name being put on the list. There is more than that. So dear listeners, from me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mtuma team. That is Uncle Fly and Okapateka Toka. So enjoy your weekend. Take care of yourself. And see you around